You're also going to be doing a workshop on the Saturday, April 18th.
I am.
Do you have any thoughts now about what you might be doing in that workshop?
I do. I think that this community that gathers around the Golden Fleece and Smithsonian weekend, what year are we in now? Is this our
ninth?
Our ninth year. This is a core group of thinkers, of thought leaders around kind of the central way that humans make meaning, which is storytelling. And so this will be the ninth pulse, if you will, of that community. And it feels really important to me that we have an opportunity when we gather to think deeply about what this time means to us and what's the contribution that we have to make. And then to start that process, not just to think about it, but to actually begin to take action together. So my presentation on the Saturday, the second day at the Golden Fleece event, will be an opportunity to generate conversations among the participants around the value of storytelling and our combined experience, so that it's not just a philosophical exercise, but that it draws on our expertise and know-how and ask the question, so what? What is it that we need to do individually and collectively to make a contribution?
We've also been looking at how we can make the whole event, the whole weekend, more effective, more meaningful, more profound, and more exciting. And we made a number of changes. We've basically allotted speakers 18 minutes along the lines of the TED conference, so that they, in a sense, will have a concentrated presentation where they're able to have more speakers. We've changed the room so that there'll be more direct interaction between the speaker and the audience. We've banned PowerPoint so that this is going to be a true storytelling session and not showing slides. So we've done a number of things. We've got also hosted lunches so that the day will be one continual interaction, a number of interactive sessions during the days. What do you see as the outcome of these kind of changes and the difference it should make compared to what we were doing before in the auditorium with a fewer number of speakers, PowerPoint, and the whole sort of traditional way of doing things?
I think it's really encouraging. I'm really excited about it. I think that what we've got here is we've got processes to make this a laser-focused think tank. And we're going to be pouring in stimulating ideas, but we're also going to be giving people time to assimilate, to digest, and then to integrate and share what their ahas, their insights are, and format even for beginning to assemble and take action. So I'm very excited about it. The actual outcome, though, is impossible to predict. It's like a recipe where you have all the ingredients, and you know that whatever you come up with is going to be wonderful at the end. But until you get into the kitchen and start cooking, you're not exactly sure what that is. Although it will have to do with hot groups, I can tell you that.